Today, I'm sharing with you about the best of the best when it comes to our feathered friends. What bird is it? Stick around to find out. Well, we've wrapped up the hunt, and I tell you what, that was a great one. And you know what? It was a lot of fun being out there with my son, Hunter, and our buddy, Shannon. And it's just a blast to go out there and hunt. But, you know, I want to talk a little bit about the birds that we actually went out there and hunted. Of all the wild game species that there is to hunt and prepare for a feast, quail is the creme de la creme. And that's my opinion. But it's a lot of people's opinions. A lot of folks may give you some deer meat or maybe some ducks or squirrels that they have in their freezer, but quail? I tell you what, it's hard to let that go. And I was thinking back to when the children of Israel were being led by Moses out of Egypt. You know, they had watched the Lord miraculously part the Red Sea, allowing them to cross from danger to safety on solid, dry ground, and then, of course, had destroyed their Egyptian enemies. And God told them that He was bringing them to a land that was going to be their own, which was what? The Promised Land. But while they were traveling, they began to cry out to Moses about being hungry. And God provided bread from heaven. He literally sent bread from heaven every day, enough for the whole day. But they thought they needed more. And you know what the Lord did? That's right. He gave them more. They asked for meat. And guess what kind of meat He sent to His children? That's right, quail. The creme de la creme, the best of the best. That's right. Look in Exodus 16, 12 through 13. It says, I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them at twilight you will eat meat, and in the morning you will be filled with bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God. That evening, quail came up and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. And the dew was the manna, or what we would know as bread, that God sent from heaven. Hey, see? God gave His best to His children. You know, He could have sent any kind of bird or beast, but you know what He sent them? The delicious quail. That's right. Hey, I tell you what, it doesn't get any better than this right here. And it doesn't get much better than that catch, huh? Because I saw that coming out of the corner of my eye and still was able to grab it. What actually happened was when we finished the hunt just a little while ago, I failed to save any birds before we got through cleaning them, but right at the end I had one or two birds, and I want to talk to you real quick about the quail. The quail in particular, you know, because here where we live in Arkansas, we've never had a pheasant population. They're going to be in other areas of the United States. The place that we just got through hunting is kind of like a wild game preserve, and it just keeps us from having to go hours and hours away from here to do some bird hunting, which is a lot of fun, and it was a great place to go and hunt, and they had some really good birds to hunt. But quail in particular, you know, it hadn't been that many years ago, because if I say it's been a long time ago, that's really going to age me. But when I was a kid, you know, there was a pretty healthy quail population here in Arkansas. I can remember the farmers that I worked for that went to the church where my dad pastored. We would go out and we would quail hunt, and there'd be several coveys around on several farms that was just right there around our area. And there's different things that attributes to the decline in the quail population. One, and you've heard me say this a lot if you've watched a lot of our episodes, we do a lot of trapping. We're actually trapping on our property right now. But predators. Predators. I mean, just about anything will eat a quail egg or a baby quail or even turkey eggs and baby turkeys because these are ground nesting birds. They don't nest up in the trees, and so they nest on the ground. And so predation in my opinion, is probably the biggest reason for a lot of the decline. Now, there's other attributing factors as well. One of that is native grasses. There's not a lot of native grasses have kind of went away. Fescue is a big thing when it comes to cattle grazing and everything. Now farmers clean up a lot. Well, not farmers. We'll say landowners in general. And there's nothing wrong with this. They clean out the fence rows where a lot of times in years past the fence rows were left to kind of grow up, and that's where you'd find a lot of quail inhabiting. But there's different things there that attributes to the downfall of the quail. Now, Arkansas still has a good quail population in certain areas. We have a few around here, but I'm telling you, a few years ago, it hadn't been that long ago, that we used to hunt a lot of quail. And now, let me say this, that our state is doing a lot to kind of try to bring back the quail population, but it really takes everybody's part. On our piece of property, it's not really big, but we do trapping, and we try to keep native grasses out there and everything. But I'm telling you, quail, and you can see, look at this booger. I mean, he's really camouflaged up, right? I mean, this little guy right here, if he's just sitting out there and he's got a good camouflage pattern there to kind of hide himself. But you know what? Those predators have great noses, and so they can get in there and they can take care of the quail. So do a lot of trapping if you can on your property to maybe try to bring back the quail population. But great to eat and really a great bird to go out and be able to hunt. And I just love it. And so, hey, it's just one of those that when it comes to you have quail in your freezer and you're ready to cook it for supper, it's almost like you're like, I've got to do this just right because it's just so good. It's just such a good table fare. Well, I love getting to share about the wonderful animals and things that we find in creation. But there is something even more important that I love to share, and that is the Word of God and His love for all people. Just like God gave the Israelites the best of the best, He did the same for us. He gave us His Son, Jesus Christ, so that we could be saved. I'd love for you to learn more about Him. Just go to follow.lifeword.org and learn more about the God who wants to give you the best of the best. If you like this video, there's lots more to see. Follow us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or go to lifeword.org. Oh, hey, I got a really cool tool the other day, and I'm just itching to try it out. Maybe it'll find its way into an upcoming episode real soon. I'm Sean Merrill, and join me next time for another fun adventure right out here in the great outdoors.